From Washington, this is VOA News. Hello, I'm Steve Miller. Two Venezuelan opposition leaders who were under house arrest have been seized by state security forces 2 days after a controversial vote creating a national assembly to rewrite the Constitution. Ravina Shamdasani, the UN High Commissioner for Human Rights spokesperson, called on them for their release.
Now, the detention of these two very prominent opposition figures had already been declared arbitrary by the UN Working Group on Arbitrary Detention, which is the authority on these matters. So we're asking the government to respect this decision and to promptly release these two men.
The families of Leopoldo Lopez and Antonio Ledezma posted to Twitter videos of the men as they were being taken, with Ledezma still wearing pajamas. United States Secretary of State Rex Tillerson addressed the North Korean leader, saying, "We are not your enemy," and he called for dialogue amid rapidly rising tensions. However,
"We don't think having a dialogue where the North Koreans come to the table assuming they're going to maintain their nuclear weapons is productive." So that's really what the objective that we are about is.
Tillerson said the North Korean threat, quote, "has materialized in the ways we expected it would," end quote. And he said the administration has responded with peaceful pressure. Tillerson said he doesn't blame the Chinese for the situation in North Korea, but that the U.S. would seek Chinese help in achieving a dialogue with Pyongyang. U.S. Vice President Mike Pence says diplomatic actions taken by Russia in response to fresh sanctions will not deter U.S. commitment to its security and that of its allies. Pence said the sanctions send a very clear message that with Russia's activities in Ukraine and its support for Iran and Syria, that its posture has to change. This is VOA News.